The alternative space is an information field or energy matrix, a template for what things could be like. When a sector of the matrix is lit up by an energy that has the same resonance, that part of the template is transformed into physical reality. Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we're about to go on a journey to chapter number 6, the alternatives flow. When you go with the flow, the world meets you halfway. So the author now introduces us to the information field. And so far, I've mentioned the information field a few times throughout the podcast, but I want to dive deep into what the information field is. And chapter number 6 starts off talking about the mechanics of the information field. And as I started off this podcast reading like a quote from the book from chapter number 6, the alternative space is an information field or energy matrix, a template for what things could be like. So it's very important that when you think about the information field, this is like the matrix. Anything is possible in this matrix. So any reality you want, any dream you want, anything you want in your reality is possible if you look into this information field. All the answers are there. One thing though, it's that you cannot enter the information field with your conscious mind. You need to enter through the subconscious mind. And that's exactly what the author here, Baden Zealand, points out. So the conscious mind might not be able to read the information held in the alternative space, but the subconscious mind can access it directly. This is where premonitions, intuition, prophecies, inventions, and works of art originate. The conscious mind sources information both by interpreting data from the external world and by receiving it from the subconscious via intuition. Put bluntly, the data recorded in the information field represents truth in its purest form. It represents objective information undistorted by interpretation. When truth passes through the filter of the mind, it becomes an interpretation, i.e. knowledge. All living beings have their own way of interpreting the truth. A chicken, for example, sees and understands the world very differently to a human. Even different people will see and understand the same things in different ways. As a result, knowledge is a more or less distorted representation of the truth. And let us stop here for a moment. Okay? So far we know that there is this information field, this matrix, the alternative space, however you want to call it. All right? There is a source of endless data here in this information field. But in order to access it, you need to go via your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind cannot access the information field. With the role of your conscious mind is source information. Whatever you see on the external world, the conscious mind forms an interpretation. All right, that's true. So, for example, as the chicken, a chicken, for example, sees and understands the world very differently to a human. Another example would be like, let's say you got your life, you got your reality, right? You walk around your city, you see the sky, you see the sunny day, you feel positive, you feel like energized to start off a new day, and you start seeing the positivity of your environment. If you are an optimistic person, right? You create this reality, right? You see nice people, you see a sunny day, you see endless opportunities and possibilities. Now, there is this other person in the same area than you. There's like this homeless person who sees like another miserable day, another, you know, day of suffering, of like hate and likeness, even though you are in pretty much the same area, pretty much the same spot, pretty much the same city, but you both interpret reality in a total different way. That's interpretation. That's what the mind creates. That's what the rational mind creates. All right. That's why the author here says even different people will see and understand the same things in different ways. And as a result, knowledge is a more or less distorted representation of the truth. Knowledge is not the same for you as it is for me. Your conscious mind, your rational mind interprets data, interprets reality in a total different form, in a total different way. All right? The data contained in the information field exists in the form of a complex energetic structure. The field is a record of everything that causes matter to move in accordance with the laws of nature. So initially, data from the information field is received by the subconscious, and then the conscious mind or the rational mind translates it into words or symbols or words. You know, for example, this is how innovations is brought to life. For example, in music, in art, in inventions, in science, anything that a person could not have seen or understood directly. Everything, sometimes like the best inventions, the best art come from intuition. So intuitive knowledge are received from in this way through the subconscious mind. So have you ever wondered, like, there are people who can execute, like in music, for example, can execute masterpieces so perfectly, academically, perfectly, but actually when you see around and you become aware, the best pieces of art are made by people who take information from, like, the information field in this case, like from intuition, from the subconscious mind. So many people have stated that musicians, for example, they've come up with an idea through dreams, and sleeping, dreaming is like a door through the subconscious mind. But that's another topic. We're not going to tap into sleeping here in this episode, but the rational mind can build a new house, but only from old bricks. And the author here, in the beginning of this chapter, he starts talking about, like, the rational mind, the conscious mind have access, like, takes interpretations from the subconscious mind, from the information field, and creates something. But apparently, it doesn't create anything because everything is already in the information field. The mind, the rational mind, the only thing it does, it interprets what's already in the information field, if that makes sense. So that's why the author here says the rational mind can build a new house, but only from old bricks. It can construct something using ideas that have been made accessible to the conscious mind previously, but it cannot directly access information that is fundamentally new. And as I said before, works of art are created as a result of inspiration, not professional and technical skill. You can go to the best school in the world. You can work your ass off and trying to learn the mechanics, the basic, the techniques and everything in your craft. If you're a musician, if you're a businessman, if you're a student, if you're like a scientific, you can read all the books. But the answers, like the work that's truly valuable and that the work that truly inspires people in the case of art are the ones that come from within, that come from the information field, that comes from the heart, from the soul, right? a picture that, for example, that from a technical point of view has been executed perfectly will not necessarily be proclaimed a work of art. The special quality that makes something a work of art lies beyond the realms of technical execution. As I just said, poetry that has the ability to touch your heart is not written by the process of choosing rhythms, but comes from the depths of the poet's soul. Same thing goes through music, for example. Good musicians are not made in schools. good songs are not, you know that good songs are not like the best well-written kind of songs, the best like technical songs. No, the music that really touch your heart are the ones that come from within, from the heart of the artist per se, right? So we are here embarking on this topic of the information field, and I want you to realize, to become aware, that's the first step in trend surfing, to become aware of the information field. All the answers are already there. There is an answer for your problems. There is an answer for your, for anything you may think of. There is an answer. Be sure of that. But you're not going to find the answers through your conscious mind. Because the knowledge you build up with your conscious mind, with your rational mind, it's just your interpretation of reality. It's what you want to see. Right? So for now, I just want you to be aware that there is the information field, the alternative space, the universe, however you want to call it. You must be aware that all your problems have an answer. All the things you want, your desires, your dream, your reality have like an outcome, an answer, like something that you, that in a different, a different reality, in a different frequency, you are, you can attune yourself into that reality you want to live, that life you want to have, right? But for now, I just want you to be aware that there is this information field, and this is how we start chapter number 6 of reality transurfing, steps 1 to 5, I'm sorry. this is how, and let me just read this quote from the book that, that the author says, creativity based on inspiration and insight is totally different to something produced by the rational mind. It's only later that a product of true creativity becomes an attribute of the mind. The mind may be capable of making a perfect copy of an old work of art, but it's incapable of creating a new one. The mind analyzes data received from the information field by the subconscious and endows it with symbolic form, producing a painting, a melody, a poem, mathematical formula, etc. and etc. We do not yet know how the subconscious accesses the information field, but we can witness the access. Clairvoyants, for example, are capable of perceiving events that have taken place in the past, have not yet taken place, or are happening somewhere beyond our field of vision. As we cannot yet explain the mechanisms for such things, we refer to them as paranormal phenomena. Not wishing to reveal their impotence, the pendulums of fundamental science refuse to take such phenomena seriously. However, the fact that we cannot explain them does not stop them from being real or justify the tendency to dismiss them out of hand. Whether you believe in these things or not is a very personal thing. And the author here points out, remember, transurfing is just a model that allows us to apply the laws of the universe to serve our own interests. It does not claim to provide a comprehensive description of the structure of the universe. Neither is transurfing a monument in granite bearing the inscription, "Here lies the secret." Truth, as you know, is only ever somewhere close by. The idea that man is capable of synthesizing anything new using the rational mind alone is simply the product of a certain attitude. It's just that society has been relying on the model that generated that attitude for a long time now. It should be pointed out, however, that the conventional worldview is as impossible to prove as a transurfing model. So whether things actually happen according to one system or another does not concern us here too much. The fact remains, the information originating in the alternative space is somehow available to us in the form of hunches, visions, insights, and signs. And as far as we are able, we must attempt to understanding its meaning. So, again, we wrap up this episode, leaving you with the idea that you shouldn't be too technical or too picky when it comes to looking out for all the answers for everything. If you know it happens, if you've seen it, that happens, that it's real, it happens, but science cannot explain it, you should be more open-minded. That's what reality is all about. Reality transurfing is all about. Just to question things, that's all right. But if you're going to back up any idea with science or with numbers, etc. and etc., you will be stuck. You won't be able to create the universe. Just the fact that you become aware that there's so many things going on in this world, in this universe, and if you play the game knowing the rules, you can win the game. You can create the reality you want. So transurfing is just a model. Remember that. So now for just to wrap up the episode, just I want to leave you with the idea of the information field, that there is the reality you want, the reality you want to execute, there is somewhere there. So you only have to attune your frequency to that reality, applying transurfing rules. That's possible and that's doable. But first you have to become familiarized with this terminology, this concept, so you can understand how the rules are, and you can play the game knowing the rules, if that makes sense to you. All right, so that's the explanation of the information field, the alternative to space. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, go to Spotify and rate the podcast. That would be of a tremendous help. And for now, I hope you have a great rest of the day, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care and bye-bye.